This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Monday Russia will ask NATO to clarify whether it intends to implement key security commitments after Moscow said the alliance's response to its demands did not go far enough. Russia has forced the U.S.-led defense alliance and the 57-member Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to negotiate over regional security by massing around 100,000 troops near Ukraine while denying it plans to invade. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday the United States and its allies had not done enough, but he was willing to keep talking. Russia has demanded NATO pull back troops and weapons from Eastern Europe and bar its neighbor Ukraine, a former Soviet state, from ever joining. Washington and its NATO allies reject that position, but say they are ready to discuss other topics such as arms control and confidence-building measures. A war monitor said on Sunday more than 330 people have been killed in heavy fighting since Islamic State group militants first attacked a prison in northeast Syria. The ISIS fighters on January 20th launched their biggest assault in years on a prison in a Kurdish-controlled city, aiming to free fellow jihadists, and dozens remained holed up on Sunday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the death toll in clashes since then rose to 332, as the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces found over 50 more bodies overnight in prison buildings and nearby areas. This is VOA News. Authorities are rushing to prevent an oil spill in eastern Thailand from damaging fragile corals after officials said on Sunday the leak that began last week was drifting towards more coastal areas. The country's Minister of Natural Resources said it was crucial to try to prevent the main mass of oil from reaching the shore near a small bay of a popular resort island. Quote, if the oil reached inside this area, it could impact the beach and cause heavy damage to the shallow water coils. Oil began leaking from a pipeline late on Tuesday before it was brought under control. An estimated 50,000 liters of oil escaped into the ocean about 20 kilometers from the coastline of eastern Thailand. The mayor of a local province declared a disaster area after some oil came ashore there late on Friday. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen thanked democratic nations for the support of the island in her Lunar New Year message on Sunday and pledged to stride out into the world, sounding a defiant note in the face of unrelenting Chinese pressure. China, which claims the democratically ruled island as its own territory, has increased military activity around Taiwan over the past 2 years and stepped up efforts to limit its international role, lambasting those who have sought to support Taipei or strengthen ties with it. In a short pre-recorded video message a day before the eve of the Lunar New Year on Monday, the formal start of the most important holiday in the Chinese-speaking world, Tsai expressed appreciation for growing international support for Taiwan. She neither directly mentioned China nor directly offered its New Year's greetings, simply extending best wishes to good friends around the world celebrating the festival, which is also observed in countries such as Vietnam and South Korea. The Northern Irish city of Londonderry began commemoration Sunday of one of the darkest days in modern British history when 50 years ago, troops without provocation killed 13 unarmed civil rights protesters. The anniversary of Bloody Sunday comes with Northern Ireland's fragile peace destabilized by Brexit and with families of victims angry over whether the soldiers involved will ever face trial. Prime Minister Boris Johnson this week called Bloody Sunday a, quote, tragic day in our history, but his government is pushing legislation that critics say amounts to amnesty. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.